If I asked you to name the wokest player in the NBA, hell, if I asked you to name the wokest professional athlete, what is the first name that would come to mind? LeBron James. LeBron James is the epitome of being woke. Just like when you hear of Wrigley Field, you automatically think of the Chicago Cubs. When you think of wokeness in sports, I automatically think LeBron James. He's worked really hard to establish a legacy, not of greatness in the NBA, but a legacy of wokeness in the NBA. LeBron James has ruined the league, but I am actually going to come to the defense of LeBron James today because he doesn't deserve this type of treatment from a league that he ruined woke politics. If anything, he deserves recognition for all his hard work of being woke. Last month, the NBA announced a new award, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award. Let me translate that for you. The NBA announced an award for all of the social justice warriors throughout the league. And by God, there are plenty to choose from. When they announced this award last month, I told you guys, there is just no way this award doesn't go to LeBron James. I mean, it seemed tailor-made for him. There's no way they could not give the SJW award to LeBron. He brought wokeness to the NBA. Pardon me, I'm not being politically correct. I should say LeBron James brought awareness to the NBA. You know, because none of us would be aware without LeBron James preaching to us. So with everything that LeBron has accomplished in the woke world, like tanking NBA television ratings, setting record low ratings for the playoffs and NBA finals last year, record low ratings this year for the regular season, interest in the league declining at a rapid rate, just to name a few of his accomplishments. I mean, there's more. I forgot to mention how LeBron accomplished pissing off most of America by threatening the life of a cop on social media or using his platform to spread myths about police brutality, being completely uninformed on damn near every issue that he talks about. With all of those accomplishments, you would figure LeBron James would be guaranteed to receive this honor of being the first NBA social justice champion. If you thought that like I did, then you would be wrong. Not only is LeBron not going to win this prestigious award, the NBA didn't even nominate him for it. What a slap in the face to LeBron James. I thought wokers stand together. How the hell can you have an award for being an SJW and not even include LeBron James, the ultimate social justice warrior, the role model for SJWs everywhere, the reason SJWs have infected our sports leagues? Don't worry though, LeBron. I'm here to defend you today against this injustice. I never thought that I would take a stand alongside LeBron James on injustice, but this is an absolute injustice in the NBA. I mean, this is just wrong. Listen to this list of players who the NBA considered to be more woke than LeBron James. Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony. Most people have probably forgotten that Melo still plays in the NBA. This dude hasn't been relevant in years. Good thing for Melo, though. He's a loyal SJW. According to the NBA's own website, Carmelo Anthony is a prolific champion of social justice and has been unabashedly vocal on how systemic oppression, racism, and police brutality not only dehumanizes black people, but prohibits the progress needed for generations of black people to thrive. I don't know about you, but I'm getting chills just thinking about Carmelo Anthony being such a loyal SJW. Next up is Harrison Barnes, another role player in the NBA, another guy with no mainstream name value. He was a part of the Be Woke Vote campaign last year. I'll be honest, I don't know anything about it, but if I had to guess, I doubt they were an impartial political group. The name alone tells me all I need to know about this organization. Then, next up, you have Tobias Harris. I didn't even know Tobias Harris was woke. But according to NBA.com, Tobias Harris has been a longtime advocate for social justice. You'll hear that again in a second. A longtime advocate for social justice, Tobias Harris. Are you kidding me? I'm starting to think that, just like LeBron James, the NBA has no idea what social justice is. Just because a guy like Tobias Harris gives money to further education in minority communities, it doesn't mean he's a social justice warrior. It just means he's a good dude. I'm starting to think that this isn't really an SJW award, even though the NBA is calling it that. This is more akin to the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year award, but I digress. Let's keep going. Drew Holiday was the next nominee. Another player that I don't consider to be woke, but just like all the other nominees, the NBA describes Drew Holiday as a longtime advocate for social justice. The same description they used with Tobias Harris. This is a complete joke. This is another meaningless award. It's just a virtue signal by the NBA to the woke community. Let me tell you how big of a joke this is. One of the members of the board who selects the nominees and the winner for this prestigious award just graduated from high school last year. Now look, I've got nothing against young people. I really don't. 17 years ago, I was 18 or 19 years old. When I was that age, I knew nothing about life. Most kids don't. You're just figuring it out at that age. I damn sure didn't know enough to be qualified to be on a board tasked with offering an award for social justice. Hell, I'm not qualified to do that now. But apparently, because Tiana Lofton, that's the kid I'm talking about, apparently because she's an organizer and a racial justice activist, the NBA considers her to be qualified. Give me a break. This is an embarrassment for the NBA. This award is an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment to come up with the concept of a social justice award in the first place. Then to come up with it and not even nominate the wokest of the woke, LeBron James, it's just a complete farce. I guess the NBA looks at the fact that LeBron already gets enough recognition for being an SJW. So we should use this award to recognize the other SJWs in our league. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, not nominating LeBron James. What do you guys think? What do you guys think of LeBron not being nominated for the SJW award in the NBA? What do you think of this award altogether? I mean, to me, it's a complete farce. But do you think it's a good thing? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.